Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everyone, Caitlin here. I'm the music designer, and this is Journey Now, our daily podcast of stories, encouragement, and prayer. I was curious, have these past 6 or however many weeks we've been in quarantine been what you expected? Have they been as hard, as easy, simple, or more complex? I think some of my expectations have been met. I have found joy in the simpler days. I have enjoyed not trying to pack in as much in the 24 hours of my day. But I have to tell you, there are other areas that have proved to be more challenging than I expected to be during this time, especially in the area of my walk with God and in the posture of my heart. I learned pretty quickly that when you can't run to what is comfortable and familiar, like going into work or filling your nights with plans or just staying in the same endless cycles of our weeks, you have more time to just sit with yourself, maybe even painful amounts of time to sit with yourself, to sit with God and listen. I also found out that I get pretty restless in the slowing. It's like there's this fear that comes up in me when I feel fully exposed in God's presence, when I can't run to what is comfortable and what I use to numb and to stay busy. It's like I imagine that he might be disappointed in me if I truly let him search my heart, if I truly ask him to show me things that he sees. Will he truly meet me with zero condemnation? Is the God we read about in the Bible too good to be true? It might be tied to the fact that I already struggle with shame. I easily see my weaknesses and my areas that I need to grow. And so I just assume that maybe Jesus is disappointed. Can he truly be a God free of shame and condemnation? This actually brings me to a story in the Bible in John 18. And actually, Kevin referenced it a few weeks ago in a message. But I've begun to see myself in this story in a way that I haven't before. And we pick up where Peter actually denied his Savior 3 times before going to the cross. He was overcome with fear. And when he was asked if he was connected to Jesus, he couldn't help but simply deny him. Then I began to think about the 3 days where Jesus was in the tomb and what this must have been like for Peter, the emotions of maybe shame and grief and fear. I'm curious if he played out in his mind what it would be like when he saw Jesus again, if he got to see Jesus again. Would Jesus be disappointed in him when he was fully exposed before his God? Would the plans that God had for him be null and void because he simply went too far this time? Well, as we read further, we see that Jesus indeed did appear to his disciples, but it isn't until John 21 where we get a closer look at the interaction between just the two of them. And what I think is interesting that maybe you and I can relate to and what we would have done is go back to what was comfortable. Peter went back to fishing. He went back to what he knew, to what he knew he was good at, where he felt safe. And in Jesus' kindness, he actually meets him in that place. He meets Peter where he knows he will feel safe. And he prepares breakfast on the beach with him. And it says that when Peter saw him, when he realized it was Jesus, he jumped in the water and ran to him. And we then get to observe this little interaction, but poignant moment between the two of them. Jesus simply asks Peter, "Do you love me?" To which Peter answers, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And then Jesus actually asks the question 2 more times to the point where Peter gets a little frustrated. He gets a little confused of why Jesus keeps asking him this. And he says, "Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus answers, "Then Peter, feed my sheep." And I think what we can learn from this story is that Jesus didn't approach Peter with a laundry list of all the ways that Peter could do better and he misaligned and he misstepped and he failed. He simply offered him an invitation. He reinstated him back into his love. He offered forgiveness and mercy. God never gave up on Peter. He paid too great a price, and he offered this alignment so that Peter could then keep continuing in the plans that God had for him. And I wonder, what are some conversations that we are missing out on with our God because we are afraid that we won't be met with shame? Maybe we feel like we've gone too far. Maybe there's an area that we've guarded so closely that we're afraid of loosening our grip as to what he has to say. Maybe we wonder, will the surrender be worth it? And my encouragement to all of us would be that we look to the story of Peter and that we observe that the heart of our God is not to shame or to nitpick or to air out our dirty laundry. No, it's to offer us more. It's so that we can participate in the greater story, so that we may know the depths of his love, that we may know the peace and the joy that he has for us on the other side of allowing him to search our hearts and show us what he has for us. We can be comforted by the words in Psalm 34:5 that says, "Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed." That is a promise that if there's an area that we need alignment in with our Savior, that we need growth in, we know that we will never be met with shame, but led to greater love and freedom. God, thank you that you view us through the lens of what Jesus did for us, the price that he paid. And I pray that as we are beginning to open our front doors again, that we may be able to slow and to practice continuing to invite you to search our hearts and show us what you have for us in this next season. I pray that the fear of being fully known by you would be replaced with this love, trust, and safety. Thank you that you are always better than we think you are, and you have goodness in store for us. It may not always be easy, but surrender is always worth it and always beautiful on the other side. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.